cosmology, just spacing out here. Got some thing coming up. But actually, a mirror. We talk about this. This is just maybe my thoughts. We talk about virtual image. If I look, I have a mirror and something, an object is reflected in that mirror, and I see that object in the mirror. There's no object there, right? It's a virtual image. So now I'm just going here. So in a way, let's try this. Just so the fact that you can see an object over there, which isn't there, proves that it is possible. To experience as if totally real something that, again, only exists as a virtual image, as a pattern of light coming out of a mirror. In other words, the perception we have of an object does not require the object. And if that sounds strange to you, that's really what a hologram is. It's like a mirror that doesn't reflect an object. So this, and the simplest example, is the simplest example, or a simple example of is subject-oriented versus the object-oriented view. The subject, you who experience and perceive, is always there. But what you perceive can be real, but can also be a reflection or image of something else. I don't know what I'm talking about now.